If you look for information about the coronavirus in the world's major languages, English, Mandarin, Hindi, Spanish, you'll find it easily. But for less spoken languages, the harder it becomes to pass on critical information. The World's Monica Campbell headed to Salinas, California, an agricultural community where interpreters are trying to break through language barriers and get out urgent information about the virus.
The goal here is to get the word out fast, and today in one particular language. And what did you just say?
If you are severely ill or unable to breathe, please get an urgent or emergency care or call 911.
This is an indigenous language from Mexico called Triqui. The person speaking is Israel. He's 24 and came to the U.S. from Mexico with his family when he was 11. He remains undocumented and asked to use his first name only. Israel used to work in the fields with his parents.
I was doing cutting lettuce, working 12, 14-hour shifts. I get up 3 in the morning and I get out like until 5, 6 p.m.
Then one day, Israel was out buying shoes with his dad. A woman overheard them speaking Triqui and asked Israel for his phone number. She knew the local hospital needed more interpreters. Spanish still dominates this part of California, but Triqui and other languages from Latin America and Asia are increasingly common. Within months, Israel was interpreting at the Natividad Hospital in Salinas, near his home. It's about 2 hours south of San Francisco in California's rural heartland. Now, he's doing some of the most urgent work of his life, trying to keep indigenous immigrants, like his parents, informed about the coronavirus.
Because a lot of my community that speaks Triqui, they don't know how to speak Spanish, like, at all.
When we met earlier in March, Israel was hustling to create short videos, public service announcements, in the Triqui language.
Very good. Cool. So I'll know to use that last part as a third part.
The videos contain crucial messages, such as how the elderly can be more vulnerable to the virus or how the virus can spread. At one point, Israel stopped the video shoot to call his mom. He was stuck on how to translate the word influenza into Triqui.
Yes, my mom's helping me. Some of the words that I didn't know in Triqui.
That's great.
Yeah.
Israel works closely with the head of community outreach at the Natividad Hospital. Her name is Hillary Fish, and she's anxious to get these PSAs, the videos, out ASAP.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be long or dramatic or amazing. It's better than not doing it at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I feel like people are getting left out right now.
And as things change quickly, new videos are necessary to explain things like, what does shelter in place mean exactly? What's allowed? What isn't?
There isn't a playbook for this. So we need to make it up as we kind of go along.
Hillary and Israel are betting that these videos are the best way to reach people. Not everyone in the community can read, including Israel's mom. She works at a big factory nearby that processes lettuce. They make those bags of prepared salad you see at Costco or Walmart. The factory put up signs about the coronavirus, but they were no help to Israel's mom.
But they did put a little poster, like a little note, but she doesn't know what it says in the paper.
Factories like hers are still open because they're considered essential to feeding people. For Israel, what's essential is keeping them, as well as their families and neighbors, informed about the coronavirus. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell in Salinas, California.